Hello, my name is Maricel Santos, and I am an associate professor at San Francisco State University. I train teachers in a master's program in teaching English to speakers of other languages. I remember my first year as an ESL teacher. I remember the excitement of working in a classroom for the first time, but I also remember the many long hours spent planning lessons, trying to figure out how to present new material, or motivate the students to speak English. At the time, I wished I had more opportunities to talk about teaching with other teachers, but I didn't know whom to turn to. Now that I am a teacher educator, I better understand why new teachers need ongoing, meaningful contact with other teachers. Intentional conversations about teaching and learning not only benefit new teachers, experienced teachers benefit too, as they're able to think about familiar classroom practices from new vantage points. In the next few minutes, I'd like to introduce you to a wonderful annotated bibliography on promoting teacher effectiveness and implementing evidence-based instructional practices. Many of the resources included in this annotated bibliography are taken from K-12 educational contexts due to the dearth of research on adult education instruction. As you review these resources, I think you'll see that many of them have direct relevance to our work as adult educators, no matter how experienced we are. Here are two questions that I think this kind of bibliography can help us explore. First, what kind of professional development supports growth for adult educators? And second, what is the experience of a beginning teacher? Regarding the first question, what kind of professional development supports growth for adult educators? The bibliography represents a wonderful archive that helps us think about what it takes to build a professional climate that supports teacher growth in our field. A great resource for reflecting on this question is the 2003 report written by Christine Smith and colleagues called How Teachers Change, a study of professional development in adult education. While the study is 10 years old, the report continues to inspire our thinking today about why we need to invest in ongoing professional learning initiatives, and is particularly helpful for program directors and professional learning planners. Smith and colleagues demonstrate the limited impact of one-shot workshops for bringing about teacher change. Instead, they recommend investment in mentoring programs and induction models which support ongoing dialogue and collaboration among teachers. Regarding the second question, what is the experience of a beginning teacher? The bibliography highlights the voices and experience of teachers who are at the start of their career. Take, for example, Lorenzo Cherubini's article, Speaking Up and Speaking Freely, Beginning Teachers' Critical Perceptions of Their Professional Induction. This article describes a study which followed a group of 175 beginning teachers in Ontario, Canada, over their first 2 years as teachers. Cherubini was particularly interested in the impact of induction efforts on teaching, specifically the role of professional relationships. Cherubini argues that these relationships build professional trust in beginning teachers. These relationships signal to the new teachers that they are capable of directing their own professional growth, not just be passive consumers of advice from senior teachers. The beginning teachers described instructional leaders in their professional lives as people, quote, expressing a vested interest, unquote, in development. As a result of their interactions with instructional leaders, beginning teachers reported feeling that, quote, the profession is actually manageable and enjoyable, unquote. One teacher described the power of induction models with this simple statement, quote, it makes you want to stay, unquote. As a teacher educator, I hope this annotated bibliography encourages much needed conversation about the professional life of adult educators, and specifically the needs of teachers who are new to our field. I encourage you to dive in and find a resource or two that you can share with colleagues to keep that conversation going.